So for Q92 Sports, Dick Newman along with Danny Lee, we never got a chance to talk to the individual state entries on Saturday night because for some reason they scheduled a girls' basketball section game right after that. And when they were giving out awards, we were ready to go, but you guys were not because you were standing on the podium. So we decided to do it today and put it on the podcast. So when you get home tonight, possibly, Paul Remo, no, he's doing the conference basketball championship game here in Dawson. But in a day or so, you can go on the podcast and listen to what we say to not only yourself, but to the rest of the four others that are in the state tournament. So congratulations. We've got Eli Olson first at 107 pounds. What a thrill that is, huh?
Yeah.
Had a lot of good matches last weekend. The team's been rolling, and you're the starter of it all.
Oh,
so that's
fun.
We've mentioned that many times this year. The first few kids have just done a tremendous job getting the thing going for the whole team, and that's huge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, yeah. And you've been a good starter.
Good starter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How many wins do you have right now on the season?
I think I'm at, I don't know, I think I'm at 40,
wow.
40 maybe,
okay.
41.
Wow, wow.
Fantastic.
It took you about 3 years to get that many,
right?
Yeah. You could only get about 25.
Yeah, we'd get about 26 matches a year total.
Mm-hmm. Your folks, name them.
My dad is Jeremy Olson, and my mom is Stephanie Olson.
Okay, yeah, and I know I had your dad as a baseball player years ago, so, and you are as well, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the most thrilling thing about both the team and the individual?
I think I'm definitely really excited to wrestle team state. I think that's great accomplishment going back-to-back there, but obviously going as an individual is pretty exciting too.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to both of them.
Wow. Well, best of luck there, guy.
Yeah, thank you.
It should be fun to do.
Yeah. It sure is fun for us, and it's been a great year for us.
Yeah.
Fun to watch you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Way to be a good leader.
Next is Ben Gunlickson, and every year is a thrill, but this is your second year.
Yep. Okay. Second year on varsity this year.
Okay, and you made it last year as a...
I did, yep, at 106.
Yeah. But you were a little smaller then. I think you had to drink water to make weight.
Not last year.
Not last
year.
That
was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Okay. And your folks are?
Sam and Jenny Gunlockson.
Yeah. What a wrestling family.
Wow. It's fun to watch. And you got a long time left. That's what's fun about this. We got some great up-and-comers. I mean, we're losing some great seniors, but you guys are going to be great leaders down the road.
I don't know how many times it's happened this time, but you started off at 107 and then 114 with Gavin and Tygan Long. And then you were ahead by matches, four victories already in many matches this year. So
it's nice
great.
To get a tough start to our lineup.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. So for you, what was the most thrilling part of this season for team and individually?
Team, just that section championship was really thrilling, winning by one, you know. And then for individual, probably that section semifinals match when I was down by five. Hit a headlock at the end.
You put it in passing gear, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you had to. You got to go for broke, and you were down by five and sent in overtime, and then momentum.
Yep.
Didn't take you long to get that takedown.
Yeah, right.
He gave you the chance, and you took it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And then in overtime, you took him down like he was a B-squatter. It was, so you knew the adrenaline was flowing. That, mm-hmm. that was awesome.
But, it was just a great thing. And you've looked at the brackets, I'm sure.
Yep.
What's your goal this up and coming week?
Try to get on the podium, an individual, and then team. We're going to try to get medals this year.
Okay.
I think we can do it.
Okay. Yeah, you go against Cass and Manorville and coaches, and I've looked at their lineup too. I think maybe you can upset them. It's a lot easier being the underdog than the. That's why Marshall wanted it so bad.
Right.
2 weeks ago, you got a little target on your back. So
that's good.
Great.
So that's a good
thing. Okay, if you'll go in and send out the next two, congratulations.
All right, we'll see you guys down there. Good luck.
We're talking wrestling now with the next two. Daniel Gunling's in out first.
Yep.
It never gets old, does it?
No, just as fun every time.
Yeah, that's for sure. And this is your fifth trip to the state?
Fourth trip.
Okay, 9 through 12?
Yep.
Okay. Danny and I remember you when you were a seventh grader.
Yep.
You got the opportunity to wrestle a true second match, and you lost. And when you were done, you pounded the fist on the mat out of disgust, saying, this will never, never happen again.
Yep.
And four times in a row now.
Yep. But,
and you've got over 190 career wins.
Yep, we're getting up there.
Wow. Your brother did this, but go ahead and mention mom and dad.
Yeah, just thank my parents, Sam and Jenny. They've always supported me, pushed me, kept me accountable, and it's got me to where I am today. So.
And not only in athletics, but in the classroom, too. What are your thoughts for next year?
Still deciding right now, but I think I'm going to go to the University of Chicago and wrestle there.
Oh, okay. And major?
Still undecided.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
A lot of time to figure that out.
Yep.
Well, what a thrilling season. I mean, last year you were undefeated in Minnesota, and you got a couple losses against classes on either side of you.
Mm-hmm.
So in Double A, you were undefeated, and now you go against Cass and Manorville, who's ranked. It's better to be the underdog than to be the favorite. I know Marshall wanted.
Yep.
You had a target on your back against Marshall, and they wanted it, but they didn't get the chance, did they?
Got a little bit of momentum going, so keep it rolling.
Yeah, you're one of the captains on there. What do you tell these kids when it gets to crunch time?
We just got to believe in our training. I think we outwork everybody. We work hard. No days off, so trust our training and get after it on the mat.
Well, we talked about that down at the tournament. I think we out-hustled everybody. I mean, you guys didn't slow down. Or a lot of teams, that third period, you could see it on their kids, and you guys just kept going, and that was
classic example was your brother down 5 in the third period and with not a whole lot of time to go, and he gets a 5-point move to send it in overtime. Then I don't know if it was 15
seconds maybe.
Yeah. Yep. So what's the most thrilling part of the season for you, if I may ask?
So far? Yeah. Probably either winning the team title or winning the Rumble in the Red. One of those two.
Yeah.
So
you were up on the elevated for the second year in a row.
On the platform, yep.
Yeah.
I like that comment so far. He's looking ahead.
Yep.
How about individually?
So Rumble in the Red individually, and then as a team, definitely the second.
But this week, individually.
This week?
Individually.
I'm excited. The sections was fun. Thought I got after and wrestled hard, so it was fun too.
You've looked at the brackets?
Yep. About what I expected, so.
Okay.
Just got to go there and take care of business.
Okay. Well, you got, three pins in the section.
Yep, a tech and two pins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you only wrestled three times.
Yep.
But.
Wanted to get
warmed up. Well, congratulations. You're a good leader and an outstanding athlete and in the classroom.
Appreciate it.
Good luck in the tournament.
Thank you.
Yep. No, Cameron Sather.
Yeah.
You're so fun to watch. Hold it up by your mouth a little bit.
You.
So, your folks?
I'd just like to say thank you to Kenny Sather and Jamie Sather for pushing me through everything that I've been through so far, all the weight that I've lost and all the weight that I've gained.
Both sides of it. A lot easier on this side, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like I told you earlier, you know, wrestle fat and sassy and just let it go. You know, you're young. You still got time to do. If you got to cut weight next year or something, you can do that. But right now, and it's you look tremendous at 52. So
yeah. I look really good there.
You're qualified at 52, but you probably try to make 45 just in case you and Ben have to switch around or something. It's yeah. done. It's been done during the season, I think, a couple times.
Mm-hmm. But, a few times for team.
But yeah, and you put it up an extra year this past weekend.
Yeah.
Which is what you got to do this time of year.
Yeah.
You know? And like we were talking. All you got to do is win by one. You know, yep. you don't need a tech ball. You don't need a major or anything. Yep. You go out there and just wrestle your best. And
that's all it takes.
Yeah, win by one and advance on.
Mm-hmm.
What's the beauty of this team this year?
This team is just relying on everyone because we have some holes, but we rely on the good guys to step it up and take care of business.
Seems like everybody gets along really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we get along pretty well.
That's tremendous because that doesn't always happen.
No. Here a week ago, Gavin Mortensen gained a point against Marshall.
Yeah.
And Noah Meyer gained 2 points from not getting pinned.
Yep.
So, yeah. And you go out and do your usual business. I think you've got 8 or 9 losses, but they're all the ranked kids.
Yeah, they're all the ranked guys in different classes, too.
Yeah, and you've looked at your pairings for this week individually?
Yeah, individually, I think I have a pretty good draw. I should have a shot to the semis. Then I'll have the one seed, and then I should be able to place this year, I hope.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's, mm-hmm. that's a good observation. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're going to miss these guys behind us. But, Now you're going to have to take over some of the leadership roles.
Yep.
What's it like having your dad sitting on the bench there and chairs?
I'm used to it by now.
Do you look to him for advice or do you look to Hank?
I mostly look to him.
Okay.
He's been with me since youth. Yeah.
What's he like at home with you?
The exact same.
Okay.
Yells at me here and there.
That's good. Well, let you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Well, congratulations. Second trip.
Yep.
I think you went one and done last year.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen again.
Not going to happen.
It won't.
No.
I'll make sure of that.
Best of luck in the team and best of luck individually.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Now we got our last two state entries coming up.
All right. Who wants to talk first here?
Okay.
All right.
Well, we were not able to do this because of the when we were ready to do it, you were on the podium, the whole team sitting there getting the gym ready for
and
a section
of out of there.
Yeah, so we decided to do it now. So Paul Ramos doing that basketball game tonight, but probably about Tuesday you go on the podcast and hear the interview, and you probably have already maybe listened to what we said on Saturday, but whatever. But and you've looked at your brackets, so
I have.
So.
So
who do we got here?
We
first?
Got Zach DeBeer here.
Yep.
Name your folks.
Yep.
Mark and Melissa DeBeer.
Okay. They're pretty excited too.
Yes, very, very.
And were you in the state tournament last year?
Just for team. I did not make it individually.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking after the match out in the hallway. I congratulated them. And Melissa's my niece, and so it's kind of special, but. And there was some fun comments between dad and son. And Zach said, I'll just hold that because we're in public.
Yeah.
So did you get it? Did you tell him what you want?
No, I
laid off of
them.
Yeah.
It felt like being nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, as being seniors, you're captains and you're leaders on the team. What's this team like to when you say something? I know sometimes the coaches will leave the locker room or whatever, and then it's time for you guys to fire up the team a little bit. What do you say to the team?
I'm kind of sit back a little bit, but it's more Daniel does the hyping up, kind of a little bit Brady too, but I would just go out there, wrestle your hardest. Yeah.
And what a great year, you know, the team has just been so close.
Mm-hmm.
So close.
Yes.
Great individuals.
And you guys have been great anchors and great leaders for this whole young group. And we talked about that earlier. They're going to learn from you guys how you did it, and they're going to carry that on. So
for sure.
You'll have lifelong memories out of it.
Yes, for sure.
What would be your best moments of this year?
This year? When Brady probably pinned the Marshall kid.
get us there. Yeah, moment was that was
something.
Awesome. Yeah,
and you to get in individually.
Yeah, that
to be a section champion.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, you're also very smart.
Yeah,
I said that night. You just did what you had to do and didn't give him a sniff.
Yes, yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah, he's a tough one to handle.
Very good kid.
Yep.
Yeah. It doesn't look like he's strong and powerful, but he is. And
yeah.
You avoided that. You knew how to wrestle him.
Yep. So
you're a senior. What's your plans for next year?
Next year I plan on going to Lake Area and Watertown to pursue diesel technician through Brandt Holdings Kibble deal. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Years.
Not too far from home then?
Nope. No, just far enough.
Yeah. yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck down at the tournament.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you, both team and individual. And
congratulations, team-wise and
thank you.
And individually. Now we have the anchor on the team.
Oh, yeah.
We got Brady Rohde here stepping up now. Like Dick said, the anchor of the team, he's done an outstanding job this year getting big wins when we needed them, and especially no bigger than the last one in the team tournament.
Yep.
Your folks?
Tim and Amy Rohde.
Okay. What are they like at home cheering you on? Or?
Oh, my entire family is passionate. I've had my whole family going, aunts and uncles, grandpa, everyone's came and supported me this year. So
wow, that's fantastic.
I wouldn't be here where... I wouldn't be where I am without their support.
Right.
Now, this is the second year individually for you.
Yep.
And how did you do last year?
Last year, I ended up going from an unseeded, or I went unseeded, and then I ended up getting fourth.
Okay. Yeah, so you were on this podium.
On the podium.
What's your plans this year?
My goal this year is to win it. I got a good seed, two seed, and I just got to back it up. I got some tough guys early on, and I just got to keep going, beat them. Really,
like we were mentioning on some of the earlier kids, just remember at this time of the year, you only got to win by one. You know, you don't have to go out and risk anything. Yep. Do what you've done the whole year. When you got a super tough kid, you know how to handle that, and you'll have a lot of fun down there.
Well, you've looked at your brackets, those potential opponents have looked at the brackets and, oh, my goodness, I got to go against that Rohde guy.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Highlights of this year?
Highlight this year would just be, you know, how close this team has been all year. We've all been able to feed off of each other, push each other, and then us making it as a team again, going back-to-back was real cool, and then being able to seal it for the guys, that was awesome. And then, making it back-to-back section champ was really cool as individual. So
pretty impressive.
You had three people in your section that were ranked in the guillotine, one right behind you and one towards the tail end. You never did face him, but...
It was a tough bracket, and, I mean, I feel like all three of the guys in that bracket could have ended up doing well at the state tournament. It was just the... tough draw being same section, but two of us made it.
So. Here, a week and a half ago or whatever now, you were down by 11 points going into the last three weights. Noel Meyer saved 2 points, actually, and you took the other two aside. What was that conversation like?
I told Parker Both and Zach DeBeer, I said, if you give me a chance, that we're going back to the X. They gave me the chance, and I followed through. I stood on my business.
I didn't even get the opponent's name written down. Cowden?
Yeah.
I didn't even get his name written down in the book, and I heard the fans go crazy. I looked up, and you were already getting up off of him. So what was it, 18 seconds or 24 seconds?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool, but.
Well, that's great.
Got to see a picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
And your plans for next year?
I am currently still undecided for sure. As of right now, I'm planning on going to Lake Area Tech. I'm just going to get my generals done if it's in Watertown.
Live with Zach?
I am not. Zach already has a roommate, but I'm living with another guy from Monty.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. Well, I guess we probably won't won't get a chance to talk to you or see you until the banquet or something, but go out there and do your very best. You got nothing to hold it for, right?
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. So
get after it.
Whatever tickles your fancy to get yourself fired up.
Very good. So, well, best of luck in the individuals and the team tournament. We'll see you down there.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Well, Danny, nice interview.
Yeah, that's fun talking to the kid.
Yeah.
You know, they're a little bashful right away, but then they warm up, and so that's a lot of fun to watch.
Once again, we can't thank Q92 enough and all the sponsors that make high school sports, not only here, but in Mineola and Dawson Boyd and Camby, when we can get down there for those ball games and stuff. So when you go into one of the merchants that's helped sponsor us, tell them we heard your advertising on the radio, and we appreciate it. So that about wraps it up here.
Couldn't do it without them.
For Danny Lee, this has been Dick Newman for Q90 Sports. Goodbye.